At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Have you ever observed how a river flows? It starts from a small source, often a spring or a tiny stream at the top of a mountain. As it flows, it gathers strength, nourished by other small streams, overcoming obstacles and broadening its path across the landscape until it reaches the vastness of the ocean. This scenario mirrors our journey with God. Like a river, our spiritual journey begins with a single step of faith, a small stream of trust in God's guidance. As we continue to seek Him first, our path widens, our faith deepens, and our lives become a powerful testimony to His faithfulness, eventually leading us to the vastness of His purpose for our lives. Just as a river never doubts its path towards the ocean, we too should trust in the direction that God leads us. Today, I will delve into the profound truth that when we prioritize our relationship with God, when we seek God first, everything else in our lives aligns with His divine plan. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My dear friends, as we embark on this journey together, let us ponder on the simplicity and depth of our pursuit of God. Let us embrace the wisdom of Jeremiah 29, verse 13. Which tells us, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." This verse beautifully captures the essence of our quest to seek God first and for a closer relationship with Him, highlighting the promise that our earnest seeking will lead to a profound discovery of His presence and love. Imagine your life as a garden, cultivated with a variety of seeds that represent your experiences, decisions, and relationships. Each seed planted is a choice made, a moment lived, or a step taken, either in faith or hesitation. When we invite God to be the gardener of this space, directing where and how we plant, the garden that blooms is one of beauty, purpose, and harmony. This is the essence of seeking God first. It is to entrust Him with the seeds of our lives, believing in His expertise to nurture a breathtaking landscape. When we seek God first, we encounter the essence of what it truly means to live. Life, in its most vibrant form, is found not in the accumulation of possessions or accolades, but in the richness of a relationship with God. This relationship is the wellspring of wisdom, peace, and strength. It is here, in the quiet moments of prayer and reflection, that we discover the depth of God's love for us and His desires for our lives. Seeking God first is not a one-time decision, but a daily practice, a continual turning of our hearts towards Him. In every situation and decision, this path is not without its challenges. There will be times when the way forward seems unclear, when obstacles loom large, and when our faith feels small. Yet, it is in these moments that our commitment to seeking God first is most crucial. For it is through our trust in Him that we find the courage to face each challenge, the wisdom to navigate every decision, and the hope to cling to in every moment of uncertainty. Now, let us open our hearts to the transformative power of God's Word, and may our journey together be marked by a deepening of our faith, a strengthening of our trust, and an unwavering commitment to seeking God first in all things. So what does it mean to seek God's kingdom first? In the heart of Jesus' teachings, nestled within the Sermon on the Mount, lies a profound directive that shapes the essence of Christian living. Jesus tells us in Matthew 6, verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you."
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This commandment, simple yet profound, invites us into a life where God's kingdom and his righteousness take precedence over our earthly concerns and desires. Imagine, if you will, a life where every morning, before we even step foot out of bed, our first thoughts are not of the worries that await us, but of how we can align ourselves with God's will for the day. It's a life where our choices, from the ordinary to the significant, are filtered through the lens of God's kingdom values. This doesn't mean neglecting our responsibilities or living in a spiritual bubble. Rather, it's about integrating our faith into every aspect of our lives so that our actions reflect the values of the kingdom we belong to. The beauty of prioritizing God's kingdom is found in the promise that accompanies it, "And all these things shall be added to you." These words are not a magic formula for material prosperity, but a guarantee of God's provision for our needs. Like a child who trusts that their parent will provide for them, we are called to place our trust in our Heavenly Father, confident that He knows our needs, even before we ask. This trust is not passive. It's an active engagement with God's presence in our lives. It's about opening our eyes to see God at work in the world around us and in the people we meet. It's about being so tuned in to God's presence that we can't help but respond to His call to love, serve, and give generously. But seeking God's kingdom first also requires a heart willing to submit to God's will, even when it contradicts our desires or understanding. It's a heart like the heart of Jesus, who in the Garden of Gethsemane, faced with the horror of the cross, prayed saying, "Not my will, but yours be done." This submission is not a sign of weakness, but the ultimate expression of trust and faith in God's goodness and sovereignty. In a world that often values ambition, success, and self-reliance, the call to seek God's kingdom first is against the norm. It challenges us to evaluate our priorities and to consider what we are truly living for. Are we chasing after the wind, seeking fulfillment in things that ultimately cannot satisfy? Or are we laying up treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy? The journey of seeking God's kingdom is a journey that shapes us, molds us, and prepares us for our eternal home with God. Let us reflect on the invitation to seek God's kingdom first. Let it be a challenge to us to guide our decisions, our actions, and our lives. Let us truly prioritize God's kingdom and His righteousness, trusting that, as we do, He will indeed add all these things to us, according to His perfect will and timing. Now, let us look at trusting in God's timing and provision. This concept, foundational to our faith, is beautifully captured in the book of Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, where we are instructed, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." The scripture invites us into a posture of complete reliance on God, encouraging us to surrender our plans, our timing, and our understanding to his superior wisdom. Imagine navigating life like a sailor in the vast ocean, where the winds and currents can change unpredictably. In this vast expanse, our own knowledge and skills are undoubtedly essential, but they are insufficient without the guiding light of the stars. Trusting in God's timing and provision is like relying on these stars to navigate, the ultimate act of faith that acknowledges God's sovereignty over our lives and his ability to guide us safely to our destination. This trust emerges not from a passive acceptance of destiny, but from an active, living relationship with God. It requires us to actively seek his will, to listen for his voice in the midst of life's storms, and to obey his guidance, even when it seems counterintuitive or against the norm. Trusting God means believing that he is working all things together for our good, even when the evidence seems to suggest otherwise. Consider the story of Joseph, who, despite being sold into slavery by his brothers and unjustly imprisoned, continued to trust in God's plan for his life. His journey from the pit to the palace was marked by a steadfast belief in God's faithfulness and timing. Joseph's story, found in Genesis chapters 37 to 50, is a powerful reminder that God's ways are higher than our ways, and his timing is always perfect. Trusting in God's provision also challenges us to redefine our understanding of what we truly need. In a culture that often equates happiness with material abundance, trusting in God's provision invites us to find contentment in his presence and promises. It's a trust that looks beyond the temporary and the tangible to the eternal and the spiritual. This trust also calls us to a life of generosity. When we truly believe that God is our provider, we are free to give generously, knowing that our security is not found in our possessions, but in God's faithful provision. Like the widow who offered her two small coins, our trust in God's provision enables us to give, not out of our abundance, but out of our trust in the one who provides all we need. In our moments of waiting, when the fulfillment of God's promises seems delayed, trusting in his timing can be particularly challenging. It's in these seasons that we are invited to deepen our faith, to find joy in the waiting, and to trust that God is molding us, preparing us for what is to come. Let us embrace the call to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Let it be a daily decision to surrender our understanding, to acknowledge him in all our ways and follow the paths he lays out for us. Let us now turn our attention to living in obedience to God's will. As we journey further into the heart of what it means to live a life pleasing to God, we arrive at a cornerstone of our faith, obedience. The scripture that guides us in this part of our exploration is found in the book of John 14, verse 15, where Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." This simple yet profound statement reveals the intimate connection between our love for God and our willingness to live according to his will. It's a call to action that challenges us to demonstrate our love for him through our daily choices and actions. Obedience to God is not about rigidly following a set of rules, but rather a sincere expression of our love for him. It's about aligning our will with his, choosing his ways over ours, and trusting that his plans are always for our good. This obedience is the truest expression of our faith, a tangible manifestation of our love for God. Imagine a relationship based on trust and mutual respect, where one's desires are aligned with the other's because of a deep love. This is the relationship God desires to have with us. He doesn't demand our obedience as a tyrant, but invites us into it as a loving father, knowing that in His will is our true freedom and fulfillment. The story of Abraham's willingness to sacrifice Isaac, as recounted in Genesis 22, verses 1 to 19, serves as a powerful testament to the depth of the obedience that God calls us to. It was not merely Abraham's actions that God commended, but his unwavering faith and trust in God's goodness and provision. Abraham's obedience was a demonstration of his faith, a faith that God credited to him as righteousness. How many of us are at this level of faith, willing to trust God as Abraham did? It's a call to introspection for all of us, urging us to examine the depth of our trust in God's plan for our lives, even when it stretches beyond our understanding. This kind of obedience requires a daily surrender of our desires, plans, and understanding to God. It's a decision to trust God's word over our feelings or circumstances. Obedience often requires us to step out of our comfort zones, to say yes to God, even when it's hard, and to trust Him with the outcome. Living in obedience also means being attentive to the Holy Spirit's guidance in our lives. The Holy Spirit, our helper and guide, empowers us to live in a way that honors God. He convicts, comforts, and leads us, helping us to navigate the complexities of life while staying true to God's will. Understand that obedience to God is not without its challenges. There will be times when God's commandments confront our own desires or the world's expectations. In these moments, our love for God is tested, but it's also in these moments that our obedience becomes a powerful witness to those around us of our commitment to God. Furthermore, obedience brings blessings. While the primary motive for our obedience should always be our love for God, it's reassuring to know that God honors those who honor Him. Just as a parent takes pleasure in a child's obedience and looks for ways to reward it, God delights in our obedience and pours out His blessings in response. Look at Abraham, for example, whose steadfast obedience and trust in God unlocked a cascade of blessings, not only enriching his own life, but also setting forth a legacy of faith and prosperity for generations to come. So let us remember that obedience is not a burden, but a privilege. It's an opportunity to grow closer to God, to experience His love more deeply, and to witness His power at work in and through our lives. Now, let's take a moment to reflect on the areas of our lives where God is calling us to deeper obedience. Let us ask for the courage to obey, even when it's difficult, for the sensitivity to hear the Holy Spirit's leading, and the strength to follow, trusting that in your obedience, you will find joy and fulfillment. My friends, let us anchor our hearts in the assurance of God's unchanging love and faithfulness. Let us answer to the call to a deeper, more intimate relationship with our Creator, who desires nothing more than to walk with us every step of the way. Let us make the life-changing commitment to put God at the center of everything we do, to trust Him fully in every season of our lives, and to obey His commands with a heart full of love and devotion. This is not a journey for the faint-hearted. It requires courage, resilience, and a steadfast faith. But remember, we do not walk this path alone. God Himself is with us, guiding, providing, and strengthening us every step of the way. Let us be motivated by the countless witnesses in Scripture who, despite their flaws and weaknesses, were commended for their faith because they dared to take God at His word. Let us draw inspiration from the likes of Daniel, who prioritized prayer over personal safety, from Joseph, who trusted God's plan despite years of suffering, and from Abraham, who was willing to sacrifice his son, trusting in God's promise. Remember, their stories are not just historical accounts, but powerful testimonies of God's faithfulness to those who dare to live by faith. As we go forth from this moment, let us carry with us the conviction that when we seek God first, trust in His timing, and live in obedience to His will, our lives will align with His divine purpose. The challenges and uncertainties of life will not disappear, but our perspective on them will shift. We will see them as opportunities for God to demonstrate His power and faithfulness, and for our faith to be refined and strengthened. Let this message not just be a fleeting moment of inspiration, but a catalyst for lasting change. Let us commit to starting each day seeking God first, with a prayer of surrender, inviting God to lead us, guide us, and use us for His glory. I encourage you to approach each decision, each challenge, and each opportunity with a heart that seeks God's kingdom first, trusting that all you need will be added unto you. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, I come before your majestic throne with a heart full of praise, thanksgiving, and adoration. I acknowledge your sovereignty over all creation. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and your greatness is unsearchable. I exalt your holy name, for you are worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. Your wisdom surpasses all understanding, and your power is unmatched. Lord, you are my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. I thank you for your unfailing love and mercy that are new every morning. Thank you for your grace that has brought me through, and for the blessings you have so generously poured into my life. In your presence, I find peace, and in your promises, I find hope. Thank you, Lord, for being my guide, my strength, and my ever-present help in times of need. Father, I come before you seeking forgiveness for my sins. Forgive me for the times I have failed to seek your kingdom first, for the moments I have leaned on my own understanding instead of trusting in your timing and provision. Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness, grudges, or resentment. Lord, I declare my commitment to seeking your kingdom first, above all else. Help me to trust in your timing, to lean not on my own understanding, but in every way acknowledge you, so that you can lead me in a clear path. I rebuke every spirit of anxiety, fear, worry, or doubt. I bind these spirits in the name of Jesus and lay hold of faith, peace, and clarity over my life. I declare that my steps are ordered by the Lord, and I am walking in obedience to His will. In the name of Jesus, I bind every attack of the enemy designed to derail me from your purpose. I declare victory over every challenge and obstacle. Jehovah Rapha, my healer, I proclaim healing over every area of my body, mind, and spirit. I speak blessings over my finances, relationships, and endeavors, trusting that you will provide for all my needs according to your riches in glory. Lord, I ask for these same blessings over my loved ones. Continue to bless and keep us in our comings and goings. Deliver us from all evil and lead us away from temptation. Lord, as I say this prayer together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking for your protection over our lives and our loved ones. Guard us from the schemes of the enemy. Shield us from harm. And wrap us in your loving arms. We pray for healing, for those in need, for restoration in broken relationships, and for your peace that surpasses all understanding to guard our hearts and minds. We declare that by your stripes, we are healed. We claim victory over every form of attack from the enemy. Together, we stand against any spirit of division, discouragement, and despair, binding them in the name of Jesus. We claim unity, encouragement, and hope over our lives. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may walk in power, love, and a sound mind. Lord, give us courage to obey your commands, even when the path is challenging, and grant us the sensitivity to discern the Holy Spirit's guidance. May we possess the strength to follow your lead, trusting that, through our obedience, your joy and blessings will flourish in our lives. Lord, bless us abundantly, that we may also be a blessing to others. Let your will be done in our lives. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.